Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present The Silent Witness, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, Shadows in Brookhaven. Brookhaven was the kind of town where everyone knew everyone, or at least they thought they did. Nestled in the embrace of a dense forest, it had earned a reputation as a peaceful haven. But that peace had been shattered 3 months ago when the first body was discovered. Now, the town lived under a shadow of fear, and the air felt heavier with each passing day. The latest victim, Caroline Briggs, had been found in the parking lot of an old diner, her body hidden beneath a mound of fallen leaves. The crime scene offered little to no clues, save for a single black glove left behind. Detective Evelyn Harper crouched next to the evidence marker, her sharp eyes scanning the scene. The autumn breeze ruffled her short, dark hair, but she barely noticed. Her focus was entirely on the glove, the latest breadcrumb in a trail that seemed to lead nowhere. "Bag it," she instructed the crime scene technician. Her voice was calm, but the tightness in her jaw betrayed her frustration. Evelyn was known for her tenacity, and this case had become personal. Three women dead, all in the prime of their lives, with no discernible connection between them. The town's trust in its police force was beginning to falter, and Evelyn could feel the weight of their expectations pressing down on her. As she returned to the precinct, Evelyn's mind was already racing through possibilities. She had pored over every detail of the victims' lives, hoping for a thread to pull. But the killer was meticulous, leaving nothing behind except fear. Sophia Hayes. Across town, Sophia Hayes sat in her small apartment, staring blankly at a cup of untouched tea. The attack had left her shaken in ways she couldn't articulate. The memory of that night was a fractured blur, shadowy figures, muffled sounds, and an overwhelming sense of dread. She knew she had seen the killer, but her mind refused to yield the image. Her best friend, Emily, had been trying to coax her into eating, but Sophia could barely muster the energy to respond. "Soph, you have to try," Emily urged, placing a comforting hand on her shoulder. "You need to keep your strength up." Sophia shook her head. I can't stop seeing his eyes. But I don't remember his face. It's like my brain is punishing me for surviving." Emily wrapped her arms around her. "We'll get through this. I promise." But Sophia wasn't so sure. Every creak of the floorboards, every shadow that stretched across her walls at night, it all felt like the killer was still out there, watching, waiting. The breakthrough. Back at the precinct, Evelyn sifted through files in the dim light of her office. Her desk was a chaotic mess of papers, photographs, and crime scene reports. She needed something new, something unconventional. Her phone buzzed. It was Dr. Callahan, a trauma specialist she had consulted for advice on helping Sophia. "I've been thinking," Callahan began. "Sophia's memory blocks might respond to therapy involving animals. Specifically, a therapy dog. It's an unorthodox method, but it's been effective in similar cases." Evelyn frowned. "A dog? I need tangible leads, not experimental therapy. Sometimes, the mind holds onto trauma until it feels safe enough to let go," Callahan explained. "The presence of a calm, non-judgmental creature can make all the difference." Evelyn sighed. She wasn't one for abstract solutions, but with the investigation at a standstill, she couldn't afford to dismiss any possibility. A new hope. The next morning, Evelyn stood in the precinct's lobby, watching as a golden retriever trotted in alongside his handler. Max, the therapy dog, had an air of quiet confidence. His tail wagged slightly, and his expressive eyes scanned the room as if he understood the gravity of his purpose. "This is Max," the handler said with a smile. "He's been trained to work with trauma survivors. He's the best at what he does." Evelyn nodded, still skeptical but willing to give it a shot. She led Max and his handler to Sophia's apartment. The young woman was hesitant at first, retreating to a corner of the room when they arrived. But Max approached her slowly, his movements deliberate and gentle. Sophia's eyes filled with tears as she reached out, her trembling hand brushing against Max's fur. For the first time in weeks, she felt something other than fear. It was the faintest glimmer of hope. As Evelyn watched, she felt a spark of optimism. Maybe, just maybe, this was the breakthrough they needed. The shadows in Brookhaven still loomed large, but for the first time, a small light had been lit. Evelyn knew the road ahead would be fraught with challenges, but she was determined to follow it wherever it led, no matter how dark the journey became. Chapter 2. The First Connection. Sophia sat cross-legged on the floor of her small living room, Max lying quietly beside her. The golden retriever's warm, steady gaze seemed to dissolve the tension that had gripped her for weeks. His presence was a balm for the jagged edges of her memories, a small but significant reprieve from the darkness that consumed her thoughts. Evelyn Harper stood by the doorway, her arms crossed as she observed the scene. She had been skeptical about Max's impact, but seeing Sophia begin to open up, even slightly, was a small victory. "He doesn't judge, you know," Max's handler, Laura, said softly to Sophia. "That's the magic of therapy dogs. They're just here for you." Sophia nodded, but didn't speak. Her fingers lightly stroked Max's fur as tears welled in her eyes. It had been weeks since she had allowed herself to cry. The dam was breaking, and she wasn't sure if she could survive the flood. Evelyn crouched down to Sophia's level. "Sophia," she said gently, "I know it's hard, but anything you remember, even the smallest detail, could help us. Did anything stand out? A smell, a sound, something unusual?" Sophia's breathing quickened as flashes of that night flickered in her mind like a broken reel of film. She squeezed her eyes shut, trying to make sense of the fragments. "There was a voice," she whispered, her words trembling. "Deep and calm, like he wasn't scared. He said, she paused, her throat tightening. Evelyn leaned in. "Take your time." Sophia swallowed hard. "He said, you shouldn't have seen this." And then everything went black. The fragments began to form. Evelyn jotted down Sophia's words in her notebook, her mind already racing. The phrase wasn't much, but it was something, a starting point. "That's good, Sophia," Evelyn said. "You're doing great." Sophia shook her head, her fingers gripping Max's fur as if he were the only thing keeping her grounded. I can't remember his face. It's like it's there, but every time I try to see it, it slips away." "It's normal," Laura reassured her. "Your mind is protecting you. But the more we work with Max, the more those memories might surface." Evelyn stood and motioned for Laura to follow her into the kitchen. Lowering her voice, she said, "How much more can Max do? I don't want to push her too hard." Laura nodded. "Max can't force anything, but his presence might help Sophia feel safe enough to unlock what's hidden. It takes time." Evelyn glanced back at Sophia, who now sat quietly, her hand resting on Max's head. Time was a luxury they didn't have. With three victims already, Evelyn knew the killer wouldn't stop unless they were caught. A town on edge. As Evelyn drove back to the precinct, she couldn't ignore the growing unease in Brookhaven. The usually bustling streets were quieter, the local diner almost empty during what should have been its busiest hours. The murders had cast a long shadow, turning neighbors into strangers and friends into potential suspects. At the station, Evelyn's partner, Detective Marcus Allen, greeted her with a stack of files. "Background checks on the victims," Marcus said. "Still no connection between them. No shared workplaces, no mutual acquaintances, nothing." Evelyn flipped through the files, her frustration mounting. "There has to be something. Nobody does this without a reason." "Maybe the reason isn't about them," Marcus suggested. "What if it's about the town? Or about us?" Evelyn looked up sharply. The idea gnawed at her, unsettling in its implications. If the killer was targeting people to send a message, what was that message? And why now? The killer's game. Across town, in a dimly lit basement, the killer worked methodically, arranging photographs on a corkboard. Each victim's face stared back, their eyes frozen in time. The killer's hand hovered over the last photo, Sophia Hayes. "You shouldn't have seen this," the killer murmured, echoing the words Sophia had remembered. A smirk tugged at the corner of their lips. They knew the police were scrambling, and they relished the chaos. The killer's gaze shifted to a new photo, Detective Evelyn Harper. Her steely determination intrigued them, but it also made her a threat. A note scribbled beside her picture read, "Not yet. A breakthrough or a threat." Back at the precinct, Evelyn and Marcus pieced together the sparse details they had. Sophia's memory of the phrase, combined with the killer's apparent confidence, painted a chilling picture. "He's not afraid of being caught," Evelyn said. "He's enjoying this." "Which means he'll slip up," Marcus replied. "They always do." Evelyn wasn't so sure. This killer was methodical, precise. But with Max helping Sophia unlock her memories, they might gain the upper hand. As she left the precinct that night, Evelyn couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. She scanned the parking lot, her hand instinctively brushing her holster. Nothing seemed out of place, but the sensation lingered. In the darkness, the killer watched her leave, their smirk widening. The game had only just begun. Chapter 3. A Killer in Plain Sight. The air in Brookhaven felt colder, heavier, as if the town itself was recoiling from the horrors lurking in its shadows. Detective Evelyn Harper sat at her desk, staring at the corkboard in front of her. Photographs of the three victims, Caroline Briggs, Julia Maynard, and Lisa Tran, were pinned in a neat row, connected by red strings that stretched to timelines, maps, and fragmented notes. Evelyn's phone buzzed, breaking her focus. It was Marcus. "I've been looking into old cases," Marcus said. "Something about these murders feels familiar. You remember the Anderson factory fire 20 years ago?" Evelyn frowned. "Barely. I was still a rookie. That was ruled an accident, wasn't it?" "Yeah, but there's more to it. A boy named Daniel survived. Lost his parents in the fire. He was sent to live with relatives out of state. Do you think there's a connection?" "Maybe. It's a long shot, but the timing feels too coincidental." Evelyn leaned back in her chair, her mind racing. She added a new sticky note to the corkboard. "Anderson factory fire? Fragments of the night." At Sophia Hayes's apartment, Max sat patiently as she hesitated over the cup of tea Emily had prepared. His calm presence anchored her, giving her the strength to face the broken pieces of her memory. "Let's try again," Laura encouraged gently, sitting across from Sophia. "Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and focus on Max. Let his breathing guide you." Sophia closed her eyes, her hand resting lightly on Max's head. The golden retriever didn't move, his steady rhythm of breath matching her own. Slowly, flashes of that night returned, like an old film reel flickering to life. "There was a smell," Sophia began, her voice barely above a whisper.
"Gasoline.
And something metallic like oil." Evelyn, who had been standing quietly near the doorway, leaned forward. "Gasoline and oil. Could it be from a mechanic?" Sophia nodded hesitantly. "Maybe. I heard boots on the gravel.
Heavy."
"He was calm, like he knew what he was doing." Evelyn scribbled the details in her notebook, her mind piecing together the fragments. "A mechanic?" "It wasn't much, but it was a direction."
"The list."
Later that day, Evelyn and Marcus compiled a list of mechanics in Brookhaven and the surrounding areas. It wasn't a large pool, but it was enough to give them a starting point. "Let's start with those who fit Sophia's description," Evelyn said, pointing to a name on the list. "Derek Langston. He works at a garage near where Lisa Tran's body was found. Let's pay him a visit." The pair drove to the garage, a small, rundown building on the edge of town. The smell of oil and grease filled the air as they stepped out of the car. Derek Langston, a wiry man with grease-streaked hands and a permanent scowl, greeted them with a wary look. "Detectives," he said, wiping his hands on a rag. What can I do for you? We're looking into the recent murders, Evelyn said, watching his reaction carefully. Do you know any of the victims? Caroline Briggs, Julia Maynard, Lisa Tran? Derek shook his head. Can't say I do.
I don't get out much.
Evelyn noticed the faint trace of a scar peeking out from under his sleeve. Her instincts prickled, but without evidence, she had no grounds to push further. We'll be in touch, she said, handing him her card. As they drove away, Evelyn couldn't shake the feeling that Derek knew more than he was letting on. The killer's warning. That night, Evelyn returned to her apartment, exhaustion weighing on her shoulders. She poured herself a glass of wine and sat on the couch, staring at the case files spread across her coffee table. Max's presence with Sophia had unlocked crucial pieces of the puzzle, but they were still far from identifying the killer. Her thoughts were interrupted by a soft knock at the door. Frowning, she set down her glass and approached cautiously, her hand resting on her holster. When she opened the door, no one was there, just a small box on the ground. Evelyn picked it up carefully and brought it inside. Her pulse quickened as she opened the lid, revealing a bloody dog collar. A note was tucked inside, scrawled in jagged handwriting. He can't save you. The message was clear. The killer was watching. Evelyn's grip tightened on the collar as a surge of anger and determination coursed through her. This was personal now. A town in fear. The next day, the tension in Brookhaven was palpable. The local news had reported the discovery of the bloody dog collar, further fueling the town's unease. Residents locked their doors earlier, the once busy streets now eerily quiet. At the precinct, Evelyn and Marcus reviewed the list of mechanics again. We need to dig deeper into Langston, Evelyn said. That scar, there's something off about him. I'll pull his records, Marcus said. But we need to be careful. If he's our guy, he already knows we're closing in. As the day wore on, Evelyn couldn't shake the feeling that time was running out. The killer wasn't just taunting them. They were escalating. A connection revealed. Back at Sophia's apartment, Max's visits continued to draw out more fragments of her memory. As she described the attacker's boots, heavy, steel-toed, a realization clicked in Evelyn's mind. She returned to the precinct and rifled through the files until she found a photograph of Derek Langston's garage. In the background, hanging on a rack, was a pair of steel-toed boots. Evelyn's heart raced. It wasn't proof, but it was enough to take a closer look. She called Marcus. Langston's our guy, she said, her voice steady despite the adrenaline coursing through her. We need to move now. As they prepared to confront him, Evelyn couldn't shake the feeling that the killer was one step ahead. The question wasn't just whether they'd catch him, it was whether they'd survive the encounter. Chapter 4. Cracks in the Armor. The crisp morning air carried an edge of urgency as Detective Evelyn Harper and Marcus Allen sat outside Derek Langston's garage, waiting for the suspect to arrive. Evelyn's fingers tapped against the steering wheel, her mind racing with possibilities. The fragments of evidence pointed toward Derek, but without a confession or solid proof, they were walking a fine line. He's smart, Marcus said, breaking the silence. If he's our guy, he's going to lawyer up the second we step inside. We're not going to spook him, Evelyn replied, her voice steady. We'll just ask more questions and see if we can get him to slip. The sound of tires crunching on gravel drew their attention. A beat-up truck pulled into the lot, and Derek Langston climbed out, wiping his hands on his jeans. His eyes flickered to the unmarked car, his expression hardening. Detectives, he said as they approached, his tone flat. Didn't expect to see you again so soon. We have a few more questions, Evelyn said, keeping her tone neutral. It won't take long. The interrogation. Inside the dimly lit garage, the smell of oil and gasoline hung heavy in the air. Derek leaned against a workbench, his arms crossed, while Evelyn and Marcus stood nearby. We're looking into the type of boots you wear, Evelyn began. Steel-toed. Do you have a pair? Derek raised an eyebrow. Yeah, for work. Why? Mind if we take a look? Marcus asked, his voice casual. Derek hesitated, then shrugged. Sure. Knock yourselves out. He pointed to a rack near the back of the garage, where a pair of well-worn steel-toed boots hung. Marcus inspected them, noting the scuff marks and faint traces of dried mud. Do you recognize this? Evelyn held up a photograph of the bloody dog collar, careful to gauge Derek's reaction. His eyes flickered with something. Was it recognition? Fear? It was gone in an instant, replaced by an indifferent shrug.
Nope.
Should I? We found it outside someone's home, Evelyn said, her voice firm. The same person who's been helping us piece together what happened the night of the last attack. Derek's jaw tightened. I don't know what you're talking about. You've been under the radar, Derek, Evelyn pressed. But every killer makes mistakes. Maybe it's time you tell us your side of the story. Derek's eyes darkened, and he straightened, stepping closer. You think I'm a killer? You've got nothing on me, lady. Get out of my garage. A dangerous game. Back at the precinct, Evelyn paced the length of her office. Derek's reaction had been telling, but it wasn't enough. They needed more, something concrete to tie him to the murders. Marcus entered, holding a folder. Got his records. Turns out Langston lived in Brookhaven 20 years ago. Left right after the Anderson factory fire. No charges, but there were rumors he set the fire himself. Because his family died in it, Evelyn said, her voice quiet. The pieces were starting to fall into place. This is about revenge. Against who? Marcus asked. The town, Evelyn said. Everyone who turned a blind eye. Everyone who let it happen. The killer strikes back. That evening, Evelyn returned home to find her front door ajar. Her hand instinctively went to her holster as she stepped inside, scanning the dimly lit apartment. On the coffee table was a single item, a photograph of Max, taken from one of their sessions with Sophia. Across it, in red ink, was scrawled, "Stay out of it, detective." Evelyn's blood ran cold. The killer was escalating. He wasn't just targeting the town, he was targeting her. She called Marcus, her voice steady despite the fear simmering beneath the surface. We need surveillance on Langston.
Now.
Sophia's breakthrough. Meanwhile, Sophia's sessions with Max continued to yield results. As she ran her fingers through his fur, another fragment of memory surfaced, a flash of Derek's face, illuminated by the headlights of a passing car. His scar was unmistakable. Sophia gasped, her breathing quickening. It's him, the man who attacked me. It's Derek. Laura called Evelyn immediately. She remembered. It's Derek Langston. Closing in. With Sophia's identification, Evelyn and Marcus obtained a warrant to search Derek's garage and home. They moved quickly, knowing the killer might already be planning his next move. At the garage, they found a hidden compartment beneath the workbench. Inside were items that made Evelyn's stomach churn, a collection of personal belongings from each victim, Caroline's necklace, Julia's watch, Lisa's hair tie, and in the corner, a jar of ashes labeled Anderson Factory. This is it, Marcus said, his voice heavy. We've got him. Evelyn nodded, but her relief was short-lived. Derek Langston was nowhere to be found. The final warning. As the team processed the evidence, a call came in from dispatch. A fire had broken out at Sophia's apartment. Evelyn's heart dropped as she sped to the scene, flames lighting up the night sky. Firefighters worked to contain the blaze, but the damage was extensive. Sophia and Max had escaped unharmed, but the message was clear. Derek Langston wasn't done. He was watching. He was hunting. Evelyn clenched her fists. Langston's armor was cracking, but his desperation made him more dangerous than ever. She knew the endgame was approaching, and it would take everything she had to stop him. Chapter 5. Secrets of the Past. The glow of the fire still flickered in Sophia's mind as she sat in the back of an ambulance, Max's comforting presence grounding her in the chaos. She clutched a blanket tightly around her shoulders, her trembling fingers gripping its edges. Evelyn crouched in front of her, her expression a mix of concern and determination. He's escalating, Evelyn said, her voice steady but low. The fire was a message. He's trying to scare you into silence. Sophia nodded, her eyes glassy. But I'm not going to be scared anymore. I know it's him. Derek Langston. Evelyn placed a reassuring hand on her shoulder. We'll catch him. You just need to stay strong and safe. Sophia looked at Max, who gazed back at her with his soulful eyes. As long as I have Max, I'll be okay. A town's buried history. The next morning, Evelyn met Marcus at the precinct, where a stack of dusty files awaited them. Each file represented a piece of Brookhaven's dark history, particularly the Anderson factory fire, a tragedy that had been buried under layers of time and neglect. The fire killed 17 workers, Marcus said, flipping through the records. Most of them were adults, but there were a few teenagers working summer jobs. Derek Langston's parents were among the victims. He was 10 years old, and he survived, Evelyn murmured, reading a newspaper clipping. But barely. According to this, he was pulled from the wreckage by a firefighter named Robert Briggs. Briggs, Marcus said, raising an eyebrow. Caroline Briggs's father? Evelyn nodded, her mind racing. That connects Derek to the first victim. But why target the others? As they dug deeper, the pieces started to fit together. Several of the factory stakeholders, including Julia Maynard's uncle and Lisa Tran's father, had been tied to the investigation. The fire had been ruled an accident, but rumors of negligence had swirled for years. This isn't just random, Evelyn said. It's revenge. Derek is targeting the families of the people he blames for the fire. A pattern emerges. Later that day, Evelyn visited Robert Briggs, now retired, at his modest home on the outskirts of town. The elderly man greeted her with a cautious smile, his weathered face showing the years of hard work and heartbreak. I didn't know Caroline was connected to this, he said, his voice heavy with regret. If I had, maybe I could have stopped it. Do you remember Derek Langston? Evelyn asked. Robert's expression darkened. I do. That boy had the fire of hell in his eyes, even as a child. I pulled him out of the wreckage, but he didn't say a word. Just stared at me, like he was blaming me for what happened. He's targeting the families of those connected to the fire, Evelyn explained. Caroline, Julia, Lisa, and now Sophia. We think he's punishing the town for what he lost. Robert sighed deeply, his hands trembling slightly. I always wondered if that fire was truly an accident, but no one wanted to talk about it. Too many people in high places had their hands dirty. Evelyn's phone buzzed. It was Marcus.
We've got a lead, he said.
Langston's truck was spotted near the old Anderson factory. The factory's ghosts. The Anderson factory was a hulking skeleton of metal and charred wood, its ruins left untouched as a grim monument to tragedy. Evelyn and Marcus arrived as the sun began to set, casting long shadows across the desolate site. This place gives me the creeps, Marcus muttered, his hand resting on his holster. Evelyn nodded, her eyes scanning the area. Stay alert. He could be anywhere. As they entered the factory, the smell of soot and decay filled the air. Broken machinery and rusted tools lay scattered across the floor, relics of a bygone era. Evelyn's flashlight beam caught a glint of something near a corner, a makeshift altar of sorts, with photographs of the victims and small jars labeled with their names. Look at this, she whispered, motioning for Marcus to join her. He's memorializing them. It's more than that, Marcus said, pointing to a notebook on the ground. He's keeping a record. Evelyn picked up the notebook, flipping through its pages. Each entry was a chilling account of Derek's meticulous planning, from stalking his victims to executing the murders. The final page sent a shiver down her spine. Sophia Hayes, the one who saw too much. The chase begins. Before they could process the scene further, the sound of a vehicle engine roared to life outside. Evelyn and Marcus exchanged a glance before sprinting toward the exit, their hearts pounding. They emerged to see Derek Langston's truck tearing down the dirt road, leading away from the factory. Go! Evelyn shouted, jumping into their car as Marcus floored the accelerator. The chase was relentless, the narrow road forcing them to maneuver carefully around sharp turns and loose gravel. Derek's truck skidded dangerously close to the edge of a steep ravine before regaining traction, the taillights a beacon in the growing darkness. Evelyn's radio crackled. Backup's on the way, dispatch reported. Hold tight. We're not letting him get away, Evelyn muttered, her eyes locked on the fleeing truck. As they closed the distance, Derek suddenly swerved onto an overgrown path leading deeper into the forest. Evelyn and Marcus followed, their vehicle jolting over rocks and roots. The chase came to an abrupt halt as Derek's truck skidded to a stop near an old cabin. He jumped out, disappearing into the trees. A predator in the dark. Evelyn and Marcus pursued him on foot, their flashlights cutting through the darkness. The forest was eerily quiet, the only sounds their heavy breathing and the crunch of leaves underfoot. "He's close," Marcus whispered, his grip tightening on his weapon. A sudden movement to their left made Evelyn turn sharply, her flashlight catching a glimpse of Derek's figure. He darted behind a tree, his shadow blending seamlessly with the darkness. "Langston," Evelyn called out, her voice firm. "It's over. We have everything we need to put you away. Don't make this worse." A low, humorless chuckle echoed through the trees. "You think you understand me, detective?" Derek's voice called back. "You don't know what it's like to lose everything." Evelyn tightened her grip on her weapon, her jaw set. "I know what it's like to fight for justice. That's what this is about now." The forest seemed to hold its breath as the standoff continued. Derek was cornered, but Evelyn knew desperate men were the most dangerous. The hunt was far from over, and the clock was ticking. Chapter 6, The Final Memory. The forest was alive with tension, each rustling leaf and snapping twig amplifying the silence between Detective Evelyn Harper and her prey. Derek Langston had vanished into the dense foliage, but Evelyn could feel his presence, like a predator stalking from the shadows. Her flashlight beam cut through the darkness, illuminating jagged tree trunks and overgrown underbrush. Beside her, Marcus moved silently, his weapon drawn and his breathing steady. "Stay sharp," Evelyn whispered. "He knows this area better than we do." They pressed forward, every step measured and deliberate. The forest was a labyrinth, and Derek had the advantage of familiarity. Evelyn's pulse quickened, but her focus remained sharp. This was the moment everything hinged on. Sophia's revelation. Back at the precinct, Sophia sat in a quiet room with Laura and Max. The therapy dog's calm demeanor had once again worked its magic, allowing Sophia to feel safe enough to delve into her memories. Her hands trembled as she stroked Max's fur, the pieces of her mind's puzzle slowly aligning. "I remember now," she said softly, her voice trembling. "There was something he said. After he attacked me." Laura leaned forward, her expression gentle but intent. "What did he say, Sophia?" Sophia closed her eyes, the memory flashing vividly in her mind. Derek's voice, cold and deliberate, echoed in her ears. "This town buried the truth. Now it's my turn to dig it up." Sophia's eyes snapped open, tears streaming down her face. "He blames the town for what happened to his family. The fire. That's why he's doing this." Laura nodded, her hand resting reassuringly on Sophia's arm. "You've been incredibly brave, Sophia. This helps more than you know." As the words left her lips, Laura's phone buzzed. It was Evelyn. "We've got him cornered in the woods," Evelyn said. "But I need you to keep Sophia safe. Langston knows she's the key to his undoing. The standoff." Evelyn and Marcus moved deeper into the forest, the beam of their flashlights catching glimpses of movement. Derek was toying with them, leading them into a trap. But Evelyn wasn't about to let him slip away. Suddenly, Derek's voice rang out from somewhere ahead. "You don't understand, detective. They all deserved it. Every single one of them." Evelyn stopped, her voice firm but calm. "They didn't deserve to die, Derek. You're punishing people who had nothing to do with what happened. You think you can lecture me about justice?" Derek snarled, stepping into the beam of Evelyn's flashlight. His face was gaunt, his eyes hollow with years of rage and grief. "I've been living in hell since that fire. They took everything from me." Evelyn's hand hovered over her holster. "You've let the past consume you, Derek. But it's not too late to stop this. You can still make a choice." Derek laughed bitterly. "The only choice left is mine, and I choose retribution." Before Evelyn could respond, Derek lunged toward her, a knife glinting in the moonlight. Evelyn sidestepped, drawing her weapon in one fluid motion. "Stop," Marcus shouted, training his gun on Derek. But Derek didn't stop. His movements were erratic, fueled by desperation. Evelyn fired a warning shot into the ground, the sharp crack echoing through the trees. Derek froze, his chest heaving. For a moment, his resolve wavered, the weight of his actions finally crashing down on him. The final puzzle piece. As Marcus cuffed Derek, Evelyn retrieved the notebook from his pocket. Inside were chilling details about his plans, including one last entry, Sophia Hayes. The survivor, who needs to be silenced. Evelyn's jaw tightened. You were going to kill her. She saw me, Derek spat. She was the only one who could ruin everything. But she didn't, Evelyn said, her voice sharp. Because she's stronger than you ever gave her credit for. Derek's defiance crumbled, replaced by a hollow, empty stare. You'll never understand, he muttered. Maybe not, Evelyn said, her voice softer now. But it ends here. Justice and closure. As dawn broke over Brookhaven, Derek Langston sat in a holding cell, his reign of terror finally over. The evidence collected from the factory and Sophia's testimony had sealed his fate. Sophia, now safe at the precinct, felt a wave of relief wash over her as Evelyn entered the room. Max, ever the loyal companion, wagged his tail and nuzzled her hand. It's over, Evelyn said, sitting beside her. He won't hurt anyone else. Sophia nodded, tears filling her eyes. I never thought I'd feel safe again. You're stronger than you know, Evelyn said, a rare smile softening her features. And Max, he's a hero too. The unspoken bonds. Later that day, as Evelyn drove home, she couldn't shake the feeling of unfinished business. The case was closed, but the scars it left on the town, and herself, would take time to heal. Max had not only helped Sophia, but had also reminded Evelyn of the power of unconventional methods, of empathy and resilience in the face of darkness. Brookhaven was finally free of Derek Langston's shadow, but Evelyn knew that evil could resurface in the unlikeliest places. All she could do was remain vigilant, ready to face whatever came next. And for now, that was enough. Chapter 7. Justice and Redemption. Brookhaven stirred slowly back to life, the pall of fear that had gripped the town finally beginning to lift. The capture of Derek Langston had brought relief, but also unearthed wounds long buried. People whispered his name in cafes and at grocery stores, their hushed tones mixing shock and pity. The man who had terrorized their community was now behind bars, but his story was one of tragedy as much as it was of vengeance. Sophia's new chapter. Sophia Hayes stood at her apartment window, staring at the charred remnants of the fire Derek had set. Though the flames had destroyed her possessions, they hadn't taken her spirit. Beside her, Max sat patiently, his head tilted as if sensing her thoughts. You saved me, she said softly, scratching behind his ears. More than once, the therapy sessions with Max had done more than help her remember. They had given her back her confidence. She no longer jumped at every shadow or avoided her reflection in the mirror. The nightmares were less frequent, replaced by dreams of a brighter future. Evelyn had visited earlier that morning, delivering good news. With Derek's confession and the overwhelming evidence against him, the case was airtight. Sophia wouldn't have to relive her trauma on the stand. You can finally put this behind you, Evelyn had said. And for the first time, Sophia believed her. The town reckons. At the Brookhaven courthouse, the courtroom buzzed with quiet anticipation as Derek Langston was brought in for arraignment. He was gaunt, his once defiant expression now hollow. Evelyn sat in the back, observing the proceedings with a mix of satisfaction and sorrow. Derek pled guilty to all charges, his voice steady but emotionless. When asked if he had anything to say, he simply shook his head. His actions had spoken louder than any words ever could. As the gavel fell, the judge's voice rang out, life without the possibility of parole. The room exhaled as one. Justice had been served, but Evelyn couldn't ignore the ripple effects of Derek's vendetta. Lives had been lost, families torn apart, and the town's history exposed in a way that demanded reflection. A hero recognized. 2 weeks later, the town held a small ceremony in the park to honor Max and the team that had brought Derek to justice. Children laughed as they petted the golden retriever, who basked in the attention, his tail wagging furiously. Evelyn watched from a distance, a rare smile gracing her face. Marcus nudged her elbow. You know, you could take some credit for this. I'm fine letting Max have the spotlight, Evelyn replied. He earned it. Marcus chuckled. That dog has more fans than we do now. As the mayor handed Max a medal, more symbolic than functional, the crowd erupted in applause. Sophia stepped forward to say a few words, her voice steady and clear. Max wasn't just my savior. He was my strength when I had none, she said. Because of him, I'm here today. And because of all of you, Brookhaven can heal. The applause grew louder, filling the crisp autumn air with hope. Evelyn's reflection. That evening, Evelyn returned to the Anderson factory ruins, now cordoned off for demolition. She stood among the shadows of the past, her flashlight illuminating remnants of what had once been. This place had birthed Derek's pain and vengeance, but it would soon be erased, the land repurposed for something new. As Evelyn stared into the darkness, she felt a weight lift from her chest. She couldn't change what had happened, but she had helped prevent more tragedy. Her phone buzzed. It was Sophia. Detective Harper, Sophia said, her voice lighter than Evelyn had ever heard. I just wanted to thank you again. For everything. You don't owe me thanks, Evelyn replied. You're the one who faced your fears. That takes real strength. Well, I couldn't have done it without Max, or you. Evelyn smiled as she ended the call, the sound of Sophia's gratitude echoing in her mind. A new dawn. As the sun rose over Brookhaven the next morning, it cast golden light over the town, chasing away the shadows that had lingered too long. Evelyn walked into the precinct, greeted by the familiar hum of activity. There would be other cases, other challenges, but for now, she allowed herself a moment of quiet pride. The scars left by Derek Langston's crimes would heal, and Brookhaven would find its peace once more. And Evelyn Harper, ever vigilant, would be ready for whatever darkness tried to creep in next.